Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are pleased to welcome Jason Kosmicki, who is the longtime play-by-play voice of the Nuggets on their radio network. I could feel the tension. I'm sure the Nuggets could feel some of that tightening in their gut as well, Jason. They build this big lead, 20 points in the fourth quarter. And again, they watch the Lakers go on this massive run, 19-2, that wipes out almost all of their lead. How did you see the Nuggets bounce back after what happened in game number two?
You know, Amy, they've kind of been this way the entire playoff run. I mean, if I remember right, they had a 1-0 lead on the Utah Jazz in the first round. But other than that, they've only led a series in game seven. You know, so they've been playing catch up not only game by game in the score wise, but also, you know, in the series as well. So I don't know, you know, if you ever had a better reason to cash in, hey man, let's get the hell out of the bubble. I haven't seen my wife and or girlfriend for days. You know, they've had a million of those excuses in their back pocket and they haven't taken them yet. So, it was good. I mean, you know, we all want a fun series and, you know, game number one against the Lakers was tough and, you know, they got free throwed to death. And then probably should have won game two, but at least they made it a series here in game three, and we'll see what we got moving forward here.
Some teams have done better in the bubble than others, and I think that has a lot to do with personality. It has a lot to do with leadership. What is it about this team, the Nuggets, that they have thrived? And as you point out, that's come despite adversity.
I think what it is that, and, you know, and this thing gets over, you know, what I'm about to say gets overlooked in professional sports all the time. Forget the NBA. I'm just talking in sports. I think they believe. And, you know, belief is a damn rare thing these days, especially in professional sports. And I actually think they believe they can win the title. And when you have that empowerment of belief, you know, crazy things can happen. So everybody else, you know, people can guarantee, you know, all this stuff and break out brooms or whatever they want to do. But when you believe in yourselves and each other, that's a pretty powerful thing to do. And I think that's where they drive from, is that they just believe they can win it.
I love the chip on the shoulder that they carry, and people forget the Nuggets are a 3 seed. I mean, they earned this position there. It's not as though there's some team that kind of backed its way in, and they've earned every bit of this trip to the Western Conference Finals, and yet you've got Mike Malone, you've got Jamal Murray still saying, you guys need to respect us. Maybe now you'll give us a little respect. It works well for the Nuggets, that whole attitude.
No, and you're right, you know, and by the way, there's only been two teams that ever have led the West, and, you know, we forget the quote-unquote regular season, but, you know, it is, you know, if we go back and look at it, there were only two teams in the entire NBA that were number one in the Western Conference, and that was the LA Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. And listen, hey, you know, we're not completely morons out here. We get it, man. we get that the Los Angeles television market is bigger than the Denver television market. We know there's that, you know, side story, and that bothers us, especially as broadcasters, because, you know, sometimes you see some stuff and you're like, come on, man, come on, seriously, really, you know. So we go through that entire process, and I thought, you know, for Denver, I just didn't want them to play Houston because for some reason we match up horribly against the Houston Rockets. And then my second worry was Utah. And then my third worry was the LA Clippers. and actually, I think beating the Clippers, me personally, is harder than beating the Lakers. And I don't want to say it gets easier as you go, because, I mean, my God, we all know that that's not the case. But I don't know. It's just it's a resilient group. I think they're the 6th, 7th, 8th youngest team in the NBA. Mm. And these guys just kind of, you know, keep plugging away. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Jason Kosmicki, Altitude Sports Radio, the play-by-play voice of the Denver Nuggets, fresh off their victory in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm telling you what, one of the great revelations from the bubble is Jamal Murray. Not that it's a surprise to people who knew him, but he has become now this incredible star. How have you seen his game grow and his ability to step into it, you know, really grow?
Yeah, Amy, it's a great question, because he's our highest draft pick that we have on our team, you know, and he was number 7. Other than that, we got a bunch of second rounders and a few G League dudes. but his problem early was his consistency, and Coach Malone said this forever. He's like, you know, don't give me 50 points one night playing against Kyrie on national television, and then the next day on a Tuesday, give me 8 against Memphis where nobody's watching. Stop doing that. You know, give me 22, 23 every night and just be solid. And I got so sick and tired of talking about Jamal Murray's lack of consistency, I was blue in the face. And I think he's finally found the rhythm to where, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, they say, did the game slow down for you? Are you letting it come to you? Or, you know, whatever the sports terminologies are. But he finally became consistent, and it did not happen until the bubble. And now he's a consistent basketball player where when I'm driving to the gym every day, getting ready to call these games off of TV, where I don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to think to yourself like, hey, man, is he going to bring it tonight? Is he not going to bring it tonight? Is he going to have 8? Is he going to have 50? Is he going to have 30? I mean, you know, so that went away, and now Jamal Murray is a consistent NBA basketball player, and that's been the key.
I tell you what, he's my favorite player to watch in the bubble. I will tune into a game just because of Jamal Murray, and I hope that's the case with a lot of fans around the country who maybe didn't realize the potential there. Jason Kosmicki is with us from Denver. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. This is maybe not a fair question. I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the best part of Nikola Jokic's game?
He's goofy. You know what? Here, you know, that's a great question. Is because when you're in love with the NBA, like we all are, you expect people to play above the rim, and you expect dunks and all this stuff. And he is the most unorthodox NBA player that you have ever seen in your life. He has like, I don't know, 105 different moves, like, you know, like, he goes up, under, left, right, left, he can shoot the left hand as good as the right, you know, and he's just so goofy. But the best part of, maybe this will explain it the best, is that when we're on the team playing, he is the one guy, him and Jamal both, actually, but mainly Joker. When we're on the plane, he gets bored. He doesn't watch movies. He barely plays video games. He'll come back just to visit with you. Like, you know, I call it the non-essential employee part of the plane, like where all of us Rugrats live. and he'll come back and he'll just visit with you and you know, just talk about life. And, you know, and I text him all the time and I'm like, you know, I can't remember. It was after one of the Clipper games. I think he had a triple double. And my dude, I go, you are so damn good. You are such a good basketball player. And he goes, don't worry about it, cuz. And I just think about it in his Serbian accent. He's like, I'm just fooling people, you know. he's one of those dudes that you just want to hug every time you see him. And he's just, I could care less what he does on the basketball court. He's just a great human being, and he doesn't remind us of NBA basketball players. I mean, he's not a high-flying dunking dude like, you know, Adetu Kumbo and all those guys. He's just a good dude, man. At the end of the day, he's a good human being.
Mm. Jason Kosmicki with us from Denver here on CBS Sports Radio. I heard you say on the broadcast tonight that you are in the hockey broadcast booth. So what's it like to be at the arena when it's empty? I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that.
Amy, it flat out sucks.
Oh, well, that part, yes.
I mean, you know what? You know, here's the thing is that, you know, and I tip my hat to the engineers or whoever the hell puts these things in. We have four different angles on one TV. We have an actual feed that's in real time, not like the TNT feed. We have that in front of us. And then we have the actual TNT feed on top of us, on the top two screens. And then we have the Jumbotron at Pepsi Center going. But at the end of the day, it's five idiots in a building that holds 20,000 people. And this was supposed to be home game number one.
It's not the same thing. It's not even close to being the same thing.
It is so not even close as the same thing.
So before I let you go, you mentioned some of your big, well, fears, but the teams that you thought the Nuggets didn't match up well with. You started with Houston, and then you said Utah. And somewhere down on your list, I'm sure, is the Lakers. But why do you think they match up well with the Lakers as opposed to some of the other teams in the West?
Well, because, you know, when you look at the Clippers, in my head, if you look on paper and if you go through the numbers, is and this is a backwards compliment for the Nuggets, is that to me, when you have defenders like Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and you have a motor that runs a million miles an hour and Montrezl Harrell, and you have Patrick Beverley, who, you know, to me, he's kind of a fake defender. You know, people think he's good. I personally don't. But, you know, when you have good defensive teams, you know, all the rules in the NBA have been geared to offensive players, right, over the last 2 years or whatever. They want more offense in the game. But there are still, like, two or three teams figuring out how to play defense. So that's why the Clippers kind of scared me. Now, what the Lakers have is they have, you know, LeBron James, who basically runs the NBA, and they have Anthony Davis. But I, you know, with all due respect, is like their supporting cast I just didn't believe in. You know, I think they're all nice players. I think Alex Caruso is a nice player. I think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a nice player. I think Rajon Rondo is a nice player. But I just don't think that they have enough in order to beat the Nuggets. Now, the only reason I say that is because the Nuggets have a rare thing, Amy, is they have continuity. You know, I think Gary Harris, other than Paul Millsap, might be their oldest player at 25 or 26 years old. These kids have been together for 4 or 5 years. And when you have continuity and you have brothership and you have togetherness in professional sports, especially in the NBA, it's a really, really rare thing. And I just thought that I just think that it's going to carry him through. And, you know, and if I'm not leading this charge, then nobody's going to follow in behind me. So that's where I stand.
It is okay to be alone on your island. It's fine. I find myself out there all the time, actually. Jason Kosmicki is the play-by-play voice of the Denver Nuggets. I'm telling you right now, they have a good time, even though it's hard not to be with the team. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, Amy, I just want to say this, is that, you know, you work a tough shift, and I've been there. You know, I'm over 50 years old, and you work hard, and you call me anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.